Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a jungle ARP from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're not just making a fast little synth line here. We're designing a rhythmic engine, something that can sit in the pocket with your break, push energy through a drop, and still leave space for the sub and snare to do their thing. For this sound, aim your project around 172 to 174 BPM. If you want that more classic jungle push, go 174. If you want a slightly roomier roller feel, 172 works great. I'll also recommend starting in a dark minor key, something like F minor, G minor, or D sharp minor. That gives the ARP an instant DNB-friendly mood without having to force it. First, load up Waveedable on a new MIDI track. You could use Operator 2, but Waveedable is ideal here because it gives us fast control over tone and motion while staying fully stock. Start simple. For Oscillator 1, pick a basic saw-like Waveedable or a harmonically rich source. For Oscillator 2, bring in another saw or a slightly different harmonic shape. Keep the unison modest, maybe 2 to 4 voices max, and don't overdue the tune. We want movement, not glossy EDM width. A good starting point is OSC 1 fairly loud, OSC 2 tucked lower, and the filter set to a low-pass mode, either 12 or 24 dB. Keep the cutoff fairly closed at first. You can open it later with automation, but the raw patch should feel controlled. That's a big one indeed, NB. If the source is already too bright and too wide, you lose flexibility. Build the core tone first, then shape the digression later. Now let's write the MIDI. Create a 1-bar or 2-bar clip and program a tight 16th note rhythm. Don't think of this as a full melody. Think of it like a motif. Use a small note set. Root, minor, third, fifth, octave, maybe a 7th or 9th if you want a little tension. For example, in F minor, try F, a flat, C, F up the octave, and maybe E flat as a passing note. Keep it loopable. Keep it memorable. Here's the part that makes it feel like jungle instead of just a fast synth sequence. Make space. Don't fill every 16th note. Leave a few gaps so the drums can breathe through it. A good ARP locks in with the groove right away. If it sounds cool soloed but gets messy the moment the break comes in, it's probably too busy. If it feels like it's already dancing with the drums, you're on the right track. Now we lock it to the pocket. Listen to the ARP against your break, especially the snare on 2 and 4, any ghost notes, and the kick lead-ins. You can place some note starts slightly ahead of the beat for urgency, but keep the key hits cleanly on the grid. If it feels stiff, you can add a tiny bit of groove from the groove pool, something subtle like an MPC 16 swing around 54 to 56%, or a light break groove with only a little timing applied. Just don't overshuffle it. In darker DNB, too much swing can make the whole thing feel lazy. Next, shape the envelopes. This is where the ARP starts behaving like a percussive instrument. In Waveedable, keep the amp attack almost instant, maybe 0 to 5 milliseconds. Use a short decay, somewhere around 150 to 350 milliseconds, with a moderate sustain and a fairly short release. If you want a more stabby jungle feel, shorten the decay and release even more. If you want something a little more liquid and atmospheric, stretch them slightly. Then use the filter envelope to give each note a bit of snap. Fast attack, short decay, enough envelope amount to make the filter open and close clearly on each hit. That gives you the pluck that helps this kind of sound cut through a busy break. Now let's add movement. Assign an LFO to the filter cutoff in Waveedable and sync it to something subtle, like 1/4 or 1/8. Keep the depth restrained. We are not trying to make it wobble like a bass line. We just want a little life under the hood. If you use unison movement, make sure the sound still stays focused in mono. If it gets smeary, back off the spread or reduce the detune. After the synth, build a simple stock effects chain. Start with saturator. A little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on if needed. This gives the ARP some upper mid attitude without flattening the shape of the envelope. Then add auto filter if you want an extra automation layer. It's perfect for opening things up in a breakdown or tightening them in a drop. After that, echo can add the jungle haze. Try dotted eighth, eighth, or quarter note timing, keep feedback moderate, and filter the low end out of the repeat so the delay doesn't muddy the mix. If you need width control, use utility to keep the core of the sound centered and disciplined. If you want a dirtier edge, lightly try drum bus or pedal. Just a touch. You're looking for attitude, not fuzz soup. In this style, the ARP should feel gritty and alive, but it still needs to stay readable above the drums. Now for a really useful move. Resample it. Record the ARP to audio, both dry and with effects printed if possible. This is huge in DNB because once you've got a good pass, you can chop it, reverse it, stretch it, or turn it into fills without burning CPU. You can also print a version with filter automation already baked in, which makes it way easier to build transitions later. A resampled ARP can become arrangement material, not just a loop. Then start automating. This is where the part becomes musical over time. Filter cutoff is the obvious one. Echo feedback is another great choice. Reverb wet amount, saturator drive, stereo width, even octave changes if you want a bigger switch up. In an intro, keep the ARP filtered and narrow. In a pre-drop, open the filter and let the delay breathe. In the drop, keep it tighter and more direct. In a switch up, jump the octave or change the last note of the phrase. Small changes go a long way. You do not need to rewrite the whole thing every 8 bars. In fact, the best ENB movement often comes from evolving just one parameter at a time. Now put the ARP in context with your drums and sub. This part matters. High pass it so it stays out of the low end, depending on the patch. That might be somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. If it's harsh, gently tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz area. If it's fizzy, check the 8 to 12 kHz range. And definitely do a mono check with utility. If the sound falls apart in mono, you may have too much stereo spread or facey unison. Keep the core focused and let the width come from the delay and reverb tails instead. A couple of common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the ARP too bright too early. Don't overuse unison width. Don't fill every 16th note. Don't let it fight the snare. And don't drown it in reverb during the drop. That's a classic way to turn a killer rhythmic hook into a cloudy background wash. In jungle and rollers, space and discipline often hit harder than complexity. Here's a pro move if you want more weight and depth. Make a ghost layer. Duplicate the MIDI. Drop it an octave. Lower the velocity, and low pass it heavily. Keep it tucked way down in the mix. That gives the ARP subtle body without turning it into bass. You can also do a parallel dirt layer by duplicating the audio, distorting the copy harder, high passing it, and blending it underneath the clean signal. That's a great way to get aggression while keeping the main part clear. One more big idea. Think in layers, not just in one patch. You can have a dry version for the drop, a filter delayed version for the intro, and a chopped resampled version for fills. That's a really modern DNB workflow, and it makes one's sound go a long way across an arrangement. So the takeaway is this. A strong jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12 comes from simple notes, tight rhythm, controlled tone, and purposeful movement. Build it from a rich but disciplined synth patch. Keep the pattern loopable. Shape it with envelopes and filtering. Add saturation, delay, and automation for character. Check it against the drums and sub. Then resample when you want texture and flexibility. If you want to practice this properly, make 3 versions of the same ARP. One dry and drop ready, one filtered and delayed for breakdowns, and one distorted and resampled for fills. Test each one against a break and a sub. If the ARP makes the groove more exciting when the drums come back in, you've nailed it. Alright, that's the build. Now go make something that sounds like it belongs in a proper jungle drop.